Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German language podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. Week 38 was another brutal week for our ATXTR, which lost 6.28% and closed on Friday at 5,763 points, a new low for 2022. News came from Frequentis, Pira Mobility, Lansing, Immofinanz, Andritz, Wienerberger, Agrana, Wolfgang and OMV. And for the 16th time in a row, Raiffeisen Centrobank was the overall winner of the annual Certificates Award Austria. Next week starts our 13th stock market tournament with the qualifier, adding our new partners Amag and Aventa to the roster. And now the news of the week spoken by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 38, Monday. Frequentis, the supervisory board of Frequentis AG, global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, today passed a unanimous resolution to appoint Norbert Haslacher as CEO for another 5 years until April 15, 2028. Norbert Haslacher has made a decisive contribution to the transformation of Frequentis into a globally operating software company over the past 7 years. In addition to his motivating manner for all employees, he also always has an open ear for new innovations and a strong focus on the needs of our customers, says Hannes Bardach, chairman of the supervisory board. Frequentis, weekly performance, -10.71%. Immofinanz, as part of its value-creating growth strategy with a focus on higher return properties, real estate company Immofinanz is acquiring 53 retail properties in the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia and Hungary from its majority shareholder CPI Property Group, CPIPG. The acquired portfolio has roughly 217,000 sqm of rentable space and is fully let with an occupancy rate of 99%. The purchase price totals €324.2 million. Immofinanz, weekly performance, -13.38%. Pira Mobility AG. Pira Mobility AG announces the inclusion of its shares in the SPI ESG weighted indices. In accordance with the index rules of the Swiss Exchange, the SPI ESG weighted indices were adjusted on September 16, 2022 after the close of trading and are effective as of today. When selecting these index components, one of the criteria taken into account is the sustainability analysis of an issuer by INRIT, an independent Swiss rating agency. Pira Mobility was able to improve its ESG impact rating to C+. The share was also included in the ADX Global Players Index, ADXGP of the Vienna Stock Exchange today, September 19, 2022. The ADXGP is a free float capitalization weighted price index of the Vienna Stock Exchange and consists of all stocks traded on the Vienna Stock Exchange in the prime market and generating at least 20% of their turnover outside Europe. Pira Mobility, weekly performance, 0.99%. Lansing, in view of the drastic deterioration of the market environment in the current quarter, the Lansing Group suspends its guidance for the development of earnings in the 2022 financial year. The further course of the 2022 financial year can only be estimated to a limited extent due to the extremely low visibility on the demand side and the high volatility of energy and raw material costs. Lansing, weekly performance, -16.42%. Tuesday, Andritz. A special highlight will take place this year for Andritz AG in Graz. Exactly 170 years ago, the Hungarian Joseph Kurassi founded the K.K. Privilegiert Maschinenfabrik und Hiszengiszerei in Andritz near Graz, thus laying the foundation for the globally technology group Andritz. Today, Andritz is one of the technology and global market leaders in the hydropower business, the pulp and paper industry, in the metalworking and steel industries, and in solid liquid separation for municipal and industrial segments. Andritz, weekly performance, 0.05%. Wednesday, Pira Mobility, KDM AG, a 100% subsidiary of Pira Mobility AG, has concluded a cooperation agreement with the Italian-based motorcycle manufacturer MV Agusta. Under this agreement, KTM will take over the distribution, the promotion and customer service of the MV Agusta range of motorcycles for the markets US, Canada and Mexico through select KTM AG dealers as well as existing and new MV Agusta stores. Peer Mobility, weekly performance, 0.99%. Wienerberger, in times of climate change, water is becoming an increasingly scarce and valuable resource. The Wienerberger Piping Solutions business unit provides a comprehensive portfolio of system solutions for sustainable and efficient water management. These all-in solutions, supplied on a one-stop shop basis, support agricultural operators and municipalities in their efforts to minimize leakage losses, improve potable water management in densely populated urban areas, plan pipeline maintenance cycles more efficiently, and derive the greatest possible benefit from digitalization. To support our customers, we are constantly working on the further development of smart all-in solutions to address challenges in water management. In this area, we have to act swiftly and sustainably, especially in the interest of future generations, says Emo Schoik, chairman of the managing board of Wienerberger. Wienerberger, weekly performance, minus 6.61%. Thursday, Agrana, besides the ongoing war in Ukraine and the volatility on energy and commodity markets, the rising costs of capital in particular necessitated an impairment test of the cash-generating unit Fruit. Starch and sugar company Agrana to coincide with the end of the first half year, August 31, 2022. This resulted in non-cash impairments of assets and goodwill in the amount of euro 91.3 million on the operating profit, EBIT, in the first half year 2022-23, March 1 to August 31, 2022. The guidance of a very significant increase, by more than plus 50%, in consolidated EBIT in the full financial year 2022-23 remains valid despite the asset and goodwill impairment, the company stated. Agrana, weekly performance, minus 7.64%. Friday, Wolftank, Austrian-based Wolftank Group, specialized in technologies for energy and environmental solutions, reports a successful first half of 2022. After the corona-related market slumps of the past 2 years, the group's consolidated sales increased by 43% to euro 29.0 million, inches the first half of 2022. EBITDA has turned positive and amounts to euro 1.4 million, compared to euro minus 0.2 million in the same period of the previous year. The operating result, EBIT, improved to euro minus 0.3 million, January 6, 2021. Euro minus 1.6 MN, Wolftank Odisha, weekly performance, minus 4.49%. OMV, the Norwegian arm of Austrian energy and petrochemicals company OMV has made a gas condensate discovery in the Norwegian North Sea. OMV, Norge, as operator, said that it and its partners had now decided to drill a sidetrack and perform a drill stem test, DST on the well, which partner Longboat says could be one of the largest gas prospects being tested in Norway this year. OMV, weekly performance, minus 5.81%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present this bubble thing on.